Good Dog at Jewelers.
Hey, good morning. It's Adrienne, Artie Diamonds. How are you?
Hi, Miss Adrienne. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Is this Deb?
It is.
Oh, there you go. See, I'm getting the voice.
You're learning.
That's right. How's everything going over there? Was it busy? I'm sure it was busy yesterday because you're so short-staffed.
It is busy, crazy busy.
Yeah, I kind of figured so. Is Kim around or is she tied up?
She is tied up at the moment, but and then of course, you know, Dan and Jordan are waiting, and Cindy and I are holding down the customer for it. And
oh my gosh, yeah, I heard last week you guys were there doing the gold buying event, huh?
That was good for me because I made money.
That was a good learning experience. Nothing like throwing you into the wolves, right?
I brought some. Hey, that one's for Hallie. But yeah, it's all falling into place. I'm learning.
Good. I know there's a lot to it. Like, I was just talking with one of my other stores, and I was like, everybody always thinks, like, the jewelry industry is all glitz and glam, but you don't realize, like, some of the people, how disgusting they are. Like, have you had yet the person who wants to take off their ring and they put their finger in their mouth? And
oh, well, they come in and they stink like cigarette smoke. Stale cigarette smoke is just, I can't do it. I mean, I just
ew. Really?
And then they come in want to know. One lady, I got tickled. Can you have him check? My diamonds look, they look gray. And I thought, honey, it's nicotine. That's what it is. There ain't nothing wrong with your diamond except you just smoke like a chimney.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that terrible?
That's bad. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would get the film on it. Think about it. Yeah.
You know, my husband, it's funny, he said his dad never smoked while we've been married almost 35 years in April, but he said his dad would, like, smoke. He'd be halfway through a cigarette and light another one out of fear.
No way, really?
And, of course, you know, he worked for NASA and was during the Apollo days and everything, and they smoked like chimneys. But Eric said for the longest time, he said, I just thought our walls were painted yellow. I didn't realize
it was from the smoke. I forgot you guys had NASA down there.
Yeah. My husband works for them. And so.
Is it in Huntsville or where is it at?
It's in Huntsville. He works 3 days a week in Huntsville, and then he works from home 2 days a week.
Oh,
but
how far is Huntsville from you?
About an hour.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. That's got to be a big employer down there.
It is. Now, I tell you, when our boys were little, the oldest had just finished second grade, and the youngest had just finished kindergarten, and we got to go spend 6 months down at the Cape, and they got to see, they got to see shuttle launches day and night. We could sit on the beach and watch Delta rockets launch. They got to see submarines come in because we were right by the port. Our condo was right by the port.
Really? Wow.
So it's been cool. It's been kind of cool being married to a NASA man.
How did you meet him? Did he work at NASA when you first met him or no?
I met him at church.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Wow. And 37 years you've been married, huh?
No, almost 35.
Oh, almost 35. Well, that's great. Good.
Be 35 good. In April. And then Cindy's daughter is getting married the day before our anniversary. She's
really? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right, because you know all the kids. That's right. And you know Doug.
Yes. My mother and Doug, my mother managed Radio Shack when Doug was at the shopping center. And so, yeah, I've grown up, went to school with Kim, and know this whole crew. And now I get to work with them and love every minute of it.
Oh, yeah. I met Kim last week. like, finally in person.
I know. She sent us pictures, and we were all like,
I know. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, because I literally have been working with your store for, like, 15 years.
Wow.
And that's the first time I actually got to meet somebody from the store. I know, like, we've always tried, like to the Atlanta Jewelry Show because they used to do that. And the time that I was going, something came up, so they weren't going. So, and then I felt so bad because I wanted to meet all of you, and then my plane kept getting delayed, and it was so frustrating. But yeah, I was so happy to meet Kim and hang out with her and Barry, and just wonderful people,
good.
Everybody. And Doug had called me on Monday morning, and he goes, "I'm still at the restaurant waiting for you to show up." He's such a ball buster.
He's a mess. He's
God, I love him. He's so sweet.
I do, too. Although he tells stories about me, and I'm like, that's enough.
He's funny. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, if you could just let Kim know I called, that'd be great.
I will.
All right.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.